Morning, this is Carol Ventura, Executive Director of Rhode Island Housing. This is October 17th, 2024, in-person meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners. This meeting is also being made available telephonically for additional access by the public. Val Lingasamy, Assistant Director of IT, will provide information on this meeting.
Thank you, Carol. Good morning. This is Val Lingasamy. This meeting will be recorded and available for review on Rhode Island Housing website within 3 to 5 business days after the meeting. Except for specific Rhode Island Housing staff participating telephonically in the meeting, all callers will be muted during the meeting. To prevent any feedback or background noise, we ask telephone participants to please mute your telephones if you are not speaking. If during the meeting anyone is having technical difficulties with audio or accessing the call, they should call 401-429-1430. Thank you.
Thank you, Val. This is Corinne Dyer speaking. I'm the General Counsel for Rhode Island Housing. Members of the public can visit the RI Housing website to view today's agenda and information on each of the actions being taken. If the teleconference portion of the meeting is interrupted for any reason, we will stop the meeting until audio can be restored. Chairman Stephen Pryor will preside at this morning's meeting. Directors, staff, and guests, please state your name prior to speaking each and every time for the benefit of those listening in by teleconference. With that, I will turn it over to the chairman to call the meeting to order. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Stephen Pryor. It is 9:35 a.m., and I'm calling the meeting to order. And I'm going to ask Carol to start us off by conducting the roll, if you would.
Certainly. Commissioner McAllister.
Here.
Commissioner Orr.
Here.
Commissioner Deputy Weber.
Here.
Commissioner Pryor.
Here.
Commissioner Diosa.
Here.
Commissioner Deputy.
Here.
Chairman.
As item one, we approve the minutes. If you all will take a look at the minutes for September 19th and see if you have corrections or questions. If you've had the chance to glance at it, I will entertain a motion. It being moved and seconded, any edits at all from anybody? Hearing none, Corey, would you please conduct the voice vote?
Yes, of course. All those in favor of approving the minutes of the board meeting held on September 19th, 2024, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. We have a unanimous vote. Thank you.
All right. I'm glad to be with you all this morning. We have a relatively brief agenda. I did want to mention just one thing which we discussed in a committee, which is a positive development, which is that Ben Frost has come on board with the Rhode Island Housing Team. I see that he's here in the audience for our new proactive development function that we've developed, Carol and James and the team with members of the board in order to do more outreach to developers and to make sure that we're in the market and in the field helping people navigate the processes, and I want to thank Carol for getting that set up. Welcome Ben aboard.
Nice to see you.
And see that process starting up. Having said that, I want to turn it right over to Carol. On this relatively brief agenda, very, very pleased, as always, for the executive review of recent activities and trends. That's item three. To you, Carol.
Thank you. Let me start with congratulations to Peter and the Health Center team for securing another grant for our housing stability counseling program, over almost $270,000 raised for this important program. And despite rising interest rates, and they've ticked down a little bit, despite interest rates and a lack of inventory, folks are doing a great job in moving people into home ownership through our loan center and with our participating lenders. So congratulations to Peter on that. We provide an awful lot of data on fiscal recovery dollars and what's happening with the development team within this report. But if you look at the pie chart that's embedded within all of these statistics, you can see that more and more deals are moving to construction. Right? There, people are underway. We're getting the dollars out the door. And so thank you to Ian and the team for getting that done. The development group has finalized their work on the developer handbook and the pro forma, which will allow us to get the next consolidated funding round out the door. And do we have a date for that as of yet?
April
There we go. There we go. Just for you. So thank you to our partners at the Housing Department, and with a lot of collaboration, getting the application to work for all of the various funding sources, and we're so excited that we have a state housing credit that we'll be able to deploy as part of this funding round. Partnerships are critical to the work we do here at the agency, and I want to acknowledge the work of the Housing Choice Voucher Program folks and other members of the Rhode Island Housing Team for participating again in Operation Stand Down's Veterans Assistance Day. I don't know if you all have had a chance to go out and see the incredible work that they do in Johnston for this event, but they help a lot of veterans, providing even dental care and medical assistance when they come on site. So folks were there for 2 days trying to help vets get into housing and help them with various assistance. I was honored to be appointed to the Housing Council Federal Advisory Committee for that, and I look forward to working with a lot of national experts in this space, creating programs to help people get into housing and sustain their housing. Thank you. Thank you. I am looking forward to it. The housing bond campaign was launched. I don't know if folks got to see the, I think it was around 15-minute video that was put together, so we're looking forward to additional funds coming in to support housing. And lastly, several of us will be attending a presentation by the Furman Center today with the Housing Affordability Commission, talking about the public development entity and some of the tools that we might be able to use in Rhode Island for that. Jim.
Any questions for Carol? Just a statement. Amy and the team came out to Warwick to meet with the mayor and the planning director to talk about development in the city and get out in the city town, great thing, and they learned about programs they never knew about, and they're researching it, and it was a very good meeting.
Thank you. Thank you, Carol.
Any other questions or comments for now? Thank you once again, Carol. We appreciate it. On to the action items. This one, number four, is the approval of law firms for outside legal counsel, real estate legal services. Corey, we had a set of these at the last meeting. Look forward to your presentation here and explaining how this fits in the list.
Yes, thank you very much, Chairman. This is Corinne Meyer speaking. RI Housing's typical business practice is to resolicit for outside legal services approximately every 3 to 5 years. As the board is aware, we've been methodically resoliciting for legal services across all areas of representation, and today we're making a recommendation regarding outside closing counsel, and this covers both our single-family and complex multifamily transactions. The recommendations before you were discussed with Management Committee earlier this month. Overall, we received 21 proposals. We assembled a scoring committee from legal, loan servicing, home ownership, and development staff to look at them together. The proposals were first evaluated for completeness, and all but one were deemed substantially complete. So the 20 that were complete were then reviewed against the scoring criteria set forth in the RFP. Based on current business needs, we're proposing to engage all 20 of the firms. The most significant variables in determining how many to engage are volume, which is robust right now, and knowledge of RI Housing's lines of business. As you may remember, on the single family side, we also make an effort to bring on board firms with multilingual capabilities so that we are well positioned to serve our diverse client base. All of the firms being proposed have some history with RI Housing or have become familiar with our products and services by providing representation to our lender partners. Our intention is to standardize fees for single-family closings, which is our normal practice, and those fees are under review now by our home ownership team.
The most favored nation status applies.
Yes.
Best in the market for these firms.
That's exactly right. We've obtained certifications from the firms that they're offering their best available pricing for public clients. On the single family side, there are certain, it's easier for us to standardize our fees. I think the single family closing firms understand that we operate based on a roster and we need to be able to provide a standard fee schedule to consumers so that they aren't charged differentially based on which firm happens to come up in the roster or which one they happen to choose, they're entitled to choose. Let's see. If you, on the complex and multifamily transactions, though, we receive estimates prior to the point of engagement for a particular project, and then those expenses are folded into the deal underwriting. If you have any questions, I would be happy to answer them.
Questions, Holly? Rebecca?
Yes.
Hi, Rebecca Weber. Corey, one question. Are the fees good for the duration of the three-year term, or are they built in escalation?
So what we're going to propose is holding the fees steady for a period of time, and that after which point we will accommodate an increase.
Thank you.
Other questions? Quick one, Corey. You mentioned that there were 21 applications, and just in the course of your comments, you mentioned we're moving forward with all 20.
That's right. One was deemed incomplete. There were substantial portions missing from the application. We've provided feedback to that vendor so that they're aware of the reason for our decision.
Gotcha. That makes sense. And can you, in this instance, can you explain how a firm is selected from among the 20? Is it the home buyer who's actually involved with the selection, or the process within the agency? How does that work?
Thank you. So this list of 20 comprises both single family and multifamily. I believe the number for the single family side is about 15.
Gotcha.
We establish a roster. A first-time home buyer coming into our loan center is able to choose from that list. And if they have no preference, the next available is selected. We do make an effort to show our customers which languages the firm provides legal support in so that they can make an informed choice based on linguistic capability if that's a concern for them. But other than that, it's buyer choice or round robin.
Buyer choice or round robin.
Yes.
Very helpful. Good presentation. Thank you. And one last question. Hearing none, is there a motion? Moved and seconded. One last opportunity for a question. Hearing none, Corey, would you please conduct the vote?
Yes, thank you. All those in favor of approval of law firms for outside legal counsel, namely real estate legal services, as presented at this meeting, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. We have 6 affirmative votes, and the motion is approved. Thank you.
Thank you. Board Action 5, approval of engagement with E.W. Berman for roof repair at Slade Gar Building. And Brett, will you please introduce this item and explain?
Thank you, Jim. This is Brett Pelletier, Chief Administrative Officer. I'm asking for board action for the approval of the engagement of E.W. Berman Incorporated for the roof repair project at the Slade Gar Building. As you are aware, we've had water infiltration in a portion of our building for the better part of a year and a half now. We have gone out to bid now twice and received a qualified bid to do the work. It includes a considerable amount of masonry and logistics. It is a courtyard, a single-story courtyard structure surrounded by 4 to 6-story buildings, so we have to crane everything out, and it's complicated. And so we are removing the existing roofing material down to the original deck and reinstalling membrane roof and doing a lot of pointing and flashing work to hopefully prevent this from happening in the future. The bid came in under our budgeted and approved capital budget line item. The entire project with the additional scope, including pointing and flashing, was $520,999. E.W. Berman is intimately familiar with our facility, and they have been out a number of times, spoken to our engineers and architects and their subcontractors, and are confident that they'll be able to set watertight by summer of next year. So I'm happy to answer any questions you might have.
Let's note this item as well. It was reviewed in the committee. Brett, on the questions?
To approve, this is Steve.
And a second. Having been moved and seconded, still one more opportunity for questions if you have them.
Of course. All those in favor of the approval of the engagement of E.W. Berman Incorporated for roof repair at the Slade Gar building as presented, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. We have 6 affirmative votes, and the motion is approved.
Thank you much.
Thank you, Brett. On to item 6, approval of engagement of technical assistance providers for homeless response system and affordable housing developers. And for this item, Elizabeth Bioto, would you please present?
Yes, thank you. This is Elizabeth Bioto speaking, Director of Strategic Initiatives and Partnerships. This is a request for action to engage multiple vendors to provide technical assistance and training to Rhode Island's homeless response system and to affordable housing developers. Specifically, it'll support homeless response system training and grants management, homeless response system case management training, and affordable housing developer technical assistance. And it will be using funds from our FY25 community and housing development program. So in conversations among Rhode Island Housing staff and our community partners, we've identified a need for quality firms to provide these, to really enhance the capacity and the technical expertise of the providers working in the homeless response system, stakeholders consulting on the homeless response system, and also the one-on-one training and support for affordable housing developers to build additional expertise within that sector. So we issued an RFP in July of 2024 for multiple capacity and technical assistance activities to improve the overall effectiveness of those systems. They're listed on your RFA. And we received 11 proposals in response, which we're really excited about. A committee of Rhode Island Housing staff from our executive division reviewed the proposals in accordance with all the ranking criteria, and today is recommending contracting with Technical Assistance Collaborative, Inc., or TAC, Housing Innovations, C4 Innovations, and the Housing Network of Rhode Island for the specific activities and the budgets listed on your RFA. But the total amount for the program will not exceed $416,205. So if approved, the vendors stand ready to commence their work on the deliverables between November and January, but all of the work will be completed by December 2025. This was addressed at Management Committee, and one question came up, and I offered to confirm that the Housing Network specifically was ready to engage a diverse range of affordable housing developers, including nonprofits, for-profits, and public housing authorities, and that such assistance would not be exclusive to their members, and I'm pleased to confirm that they agreed. So happy to answer any other questions you might have.
So helpful, and just on that last point, and does that apply across the homeless service providers as well? In each instance, these are open opportunities within the provider community?
Absolutely, yeah. There's no such network with the providers, so they all be eligible.
Thank you for that clarification on both points. Questions, colleagues?
Make a motion, James.
Rebecca, thank you for the presentation, Elizabeth. What is the source of funding? Is it a common source of funding for all of these programs?
Yes, it's our fiscal year 25 community and housing development program. So it's Rhode Island Housing Proceeds that at the beginning of the budget year we decided to invest in that fund.
Okay, thank you.
Pause for a moment. Any other questions? Any commissioners? Madam Treasurer, did you want to proceed?
Motion.
President makes the motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Any questions? Hearing none, Corey, may we please vote?
Yes. All those in favor of approving the engagement of technical assistance providers for the homeless response system and affordable housing developers, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. We have a unanimous vote, and the motion is approved. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Now, Carol, we are going to adjourn this meeting of the full board as regularly, ordinarily constituted, and then we're going to do a housing trust.
Yeah.
So the audience and people on the phone know. So anything before we adjourn?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you so much. There's no further business. I'm going to request a motion that we adjourn.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Corey, would you please conduct the vote?
All those in favor of adjourning this meeting, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. We have 6 affirmative votes. The motion is passed.
Thank you so much. So we stand adjourned at the moment. And Carol, you need a minute.
I need to.
Switch over, right? So we'll just be about a minute.
Val, can you stop the recording, please? For folks in the audience, the Affordable